to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 31st of August, 2007. And my guest today is Sherry Peel Jackson and also Larry Becraft. Larry Becraft is on this network, and he is on, I do believe, what is that, Larry?
9 to 10 on Saturday mornings. I hope people will listen tomorrow morning.
9 to 10, and then in the afternoon, from 2 to 4 p.m., Tommy Crier. And you just represented Tommy Crier in a case against the IRS. And
well, he had been indicted in Shreveport.
Right.
We went to trial back July the 9th, and July 11th, the jury came back with not guilty verdicts.
Well, and you know, there are little shafts of sunlight that do hit us in the darkness out here. And there are people that have gone into state courts and federal courts and have gotten off. But again, I want to stress this, that folks, the beast is still hungry. It is still there, and it's still eating. And what it's eating is our they're eating us out of house and home, literally. And the banks are in on it. I mean, they'll allow the IRS to come in and lock up and seize accounts and you name it. So there's a lot of patty caking going on. And Larry, I want to get to the phone calls here after the first break, but is there anything that we can do with these banks? I mean, if somebody is assisting in a crime, aren't they then as culpable as the perpetrator of the crime itself?
Well, normally that's the case. We've got to first prove the original commission of the crime, which is difficult, and that's what we've got to sit down and reach an agreement on what issues we're going to pursue and then pursue them. You know, there's a lot of division in the movement. I've got this issue, and somebody else has got that issue, and there's great division. You know, until there's a consensus, an agreement with among people about how we're going to go after this.
Okay, let me stop, because this is what I'm a little fuzzy on. You know, Larkin Rose had his 861 argument.
And for which there were a number of people that said, oh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, okay, Larry Becraft, you take things in another approach. It was my Jewish friend out there in Nevada, Erwin Schiff, that I had on the original network, Republic Broadcasting International. Erwin was saying, okay, well, file your return, but file a zero return. But everybody can agree on one thing. The IRS is wrong, and it's not legal. So wherein lies the problem? I'm having a hard time getting my mind wrapped around.
Well, we ego.
Ego?
Yeah. And we also have to agree upon what issues we're going to pursue. Which ones are the strongest? And that's, you know, you try to talk to people about getting on the same sheet of music, and that's very difficult because there's all sorts of people out there promoting various positions.
Okay, what's the difference, say, between a Bill Benson and a Bob Schultz? Is there any difference?
Well, I wouldn't think that there's a difference between Bill Benson and Bob Schultz, but there was a difference between Bill Benson and Otto Skinner. There were a lot of people that had been running around talking about, oh, gee, it's an excise tax. You know, it doesn't apply to us for that reason. Well, you know, their argument was dependent upon the 16th Amendment. But, you know, Otto would come along and attack Bill, attack anybody that was making an argument about the non-ratification of the 16th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's great division.
Okay, but we can all agree on one thing. The IRS needs to go away. It's just semantics and how we accomplish that.
So true, and there's a divergence of opinions about how that's going to happen.
You know, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe the house that falls on somebody. I don't know what it's going to take. And Sherry, you said it, there's a lot of ego involved. In the meantime, the beast is still feeding. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. With us today, Larry Becraft. He is on this network every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And keep in mind, that is Central Time. And Tommy Crier, he's on from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and again, that is Central Time. Larry, have you ever come up with a name for your program? We just have you posted as Larry Becraft.
That's good enough for me.
All right, well, Tommy Crier's show is the Lie Free Zone. We have with us Larry and Sherry Jackson. They've been kind enough on short notice to come up on the program with us, so we will go to the phones here. In a second here, as soon as I hand my cell phone off to somebody and my board operator gets back to his board, let me go to Ed in New Jersey. Hello, Ed. Go ahead.
Thank you, John, for taking my call. Both of your guests are patriots. What I'd like to point out here is the Communist Manifesto, Karl Marx, the second plank said a heavy progressive income tax. That's one point. A lot of people are concentrating on the 16th Amendment. If you read your Constitution, only gold and silver is supposed to be used as payment of debts. In other words, nothing about paper money is stated in the Constitution. Therefore, you cannot discharge debts. So this is what they should be concentrating on. My son-in-law is a history teacher, and he didn't even know that. You know, it's very sad that people don't know their Constitution. Can I hear a comment on that?
Larry, Sherry, either one of you.
Well, yeah, we basically what you said about the Constitution, we understand that Congress has given over their authority to coin money to a non-auditable private banking cartel, and we are not only educating people about the Internal Revenue Service, but about the fact that the Federal Reserve isn't federal, and that's where all your money goes. That people think that their money, their resources are going towards, the roads and the police department and all that, when it's not. So I think that's been as big a shocker as the IRS and the fraud at the IRS. People understanding for the first time that the Federal Reserve isn't federal and that, its owners are is a private banking cartel that Congress doesn't even control.
Can I hear your representative, the attorney, on this, what I just stated, of concentrating on what the Constitution says about using gold and silver? There's no mention of paper money. When I say this to people, it seems like I turn them off. I don't know what's going on. They concentrate on the 16th Amendment deal.
Well, Ed, they're two different problems. They're of equal importance. I agree with you. Hey, the reason I got into the freedom movement was for this very issue, the money issue. Edwin Vieira has written an excellent book on this point. It's called Pieces of Eight. There was an earlier version back in 1984 that came out. About 3 or 4 years ago, he came out with a new version. It's 1,700 pages long. It's no longer in print. However, here hopefully within the next couple of weeks, a CD of his book will be available. I had Edwin on my show. I substituted for Tommy Crier last week, and Edwin was my guest. And where this economy is headed, where the Federal Reserve is headed, it looks like to Edwin that they're going to crater the Federal Reserve note. We're going to go into hyperinflation. And then we're going to be, I don't know whether you've heard about this SPP program, the merger of the United States with Canada and Mexico.
And also the Amero.
Yeah, the Amero is going to come out. So all of these are critically important issues, and I think that the next, Edwin's basic viewpoint is that by 2012, that's the latest for which the Amero will be brought in as a currency in our country, probably and most likely sooner. So we've got, over the next 3 and 4 years, some very, very profound economic and political issues that will confront this country, and the money issue is one of the most important. We agree with what you have to say.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope that we can concentrate on that point, because I keep hearing the people talking about the 16th Amendment, and I think it's irrelevant. It has to do with what real money is.
And we need to be paying close attention to that, what real money is, and telling people about silver and gold.
I appreciate what you've done. You're a patriot. My forefathers fought in 1776, member of the SAR, Sons of the American Revolution. And when I talk, say you're patriots, I mean it. And I've been a member for 31 years. I'm trying to educate the SAR about what's going on. They don't learn from history. They know history, but they don't learn from history. Mm. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
By the way, what Ed brought up here about the second plank here of the Communist Manifesto, I won't bore people by going into the 50 finer points of the Communist Manifesto, just the first 10. And how many in the audience recognize what is going on? The abolition of private property, eminent domain, 92, George Herbert Walker Bush signing an executive order making the selling off of our infrastructure in this country to foreign interests. Keep that in mind. Of course, the heavy progressive income tax, the abolition of all rights of inheritance, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Well, you're a rebel if you don't pay your dues to the IRS, aren't you? Centralized banking. Government control of communications and transportation. I would safely say we pretty much have the government all over that. Government ownership of factories and agriculture, not yet, but fascism is well on its way in this country. Government control of labor, corporate farms, regional planning. That was the forerunner to the North American Union. Do your homework on it, folks. And, of course, government control of education. Well, we all know that we've got kids in school If they're lucky enough to get into a college that will accept them, they've got to take remedial courses in math and reading because Johnny can't read and Susie can't add. So we've got the government involved in education. I do not see that in the Constitution as well. Anytime that the government gets involved in anything, and folks, this,
it becomes a hot mess. And all 10 of those planks are in place through executive order or other ways.
Absolutely. So here we are in a country that's supposed to be a constitutionally limited republic. And I guess it is fair to say that when our politicians refer to this country as being a democracy, this is another form of government that is absolutely foreign to me. Either we have the rule of law in this country, and it is absolute, or it is not. If that is the case, we've got a bunch of renegades in our Congress. I refer to them as our Congress critters. We have a bunch of thieves running the country. Now, I've read the writings of the Founding Fathers. You know, if this government doesn't work and it turns on its people, which obviously it has, well, then it's time to abolish it. I mean, I'm not an anarchist. I understand the rule of law, and law applies to everybody equally out there. Well, evidently, they have transcended that. We are a special people with special circumstance in this country. And I got to tell you something, the attitude of most people in this country, it's not their unalienable rights, not their God-given rights, their natural rights. It has become freedom to them. How much insulation do I have? How much money? How many lawyers can I hire? So on and so forth. People have equated their freedom with how much money they have in their bank account. And that is a sad statement.
Well, but they don't even have any now. I mean, we're at a negative savings, which means that we're spending much, much more than we're earning. And the American people have just got to wake up. We have unalienable rights. Not inalienable, unalienable rights. And these rights can't be lien. But we don't understand that. And if you don't know your rights, you don't have any.
If you don't know them, you can't exercise them, and you can't proclaim hands off of them. Let me go to Texas here. Let me go to Yeoman in Texas. Hello.
Hey, John. I appreciate your show. It's one of the best on the radio. Sherry, I read about you on an email from Franklin Sanders, the money changer. Appreciate what you're doing. Larry, I listen to your program on Saturday whenever I can.
Appreciate it.
Just one quick comment on John, what you said about those communist manifesto planks, government control of agriculture. You try and find a farmer that's not taking government payments or crop deficiency payments or
right.
subsidy.
Right.
Try and find one today, and you'll find out that government does control agriculture. I had a quick question for Larry. Larry, I have and this is not about attacking the beast, but more or less trying to sidestep the beast. I have a friend that has a religious nonprofit corporation. She went under a religious nonprofit corporation that's established by state statute in another state, and it requires a registered agent who lives in that state and files an annual report, which keeps the corporation perpetually active. They don't give out tax receipts under 501c3, so there's no reporting. The intent of the corporations are to, quote, raise funds for humanitarian aid and or religious causes. This friend has been doing it for about 5 years, hadn't paid a dollar of state or federal tax. What do you think about that idea?
Well, I've seen a lot of organizations that have come along and develop programs to get people involved in a wide variety of activities. You know, there's charitable foundations. The problem is that if you go out in an organized fashion and start advocating like that, the government's going to come along and indict you.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a number of groups. I don't think it's important to list which groups. But I've seen over the years, and particularly in the last 4 and 5 years, a number of organizations that have been doing things of that caliber, they've been charged with conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things you have to guard against. You know, what your friend is doing, if it's successful, you know, probably the only way you can spread word about that is by word of mouth. I regret that that's the case, but that's... the reality of the situation. The
question is, if the friend ever goes to court, how bulletproof is the thing?
Yeah.
Okay, Yeoman, hang on a second if you got another question or a follow-up. I also have Sean Cranish online. He's the founder of Ed Brown's website, 800-313-9443. My guests, Sherry Jackson and Mr. Beecraft. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Bob Schultz has also joined us on this edition of the National Intel Report. Bob, I'll bring you up here in a second. Yeoman, let me finish first with your call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just real quick, after the victory with Tommy Crier, Larry, what approach to the whole slaying the beast are you taking now? And then the other question is, do you do any kind of email or phone consultation? And if so, what's your contact info?
My website, you can contact me through my website. Just do a Google search for Beecraft Briefs, and it comes up. But my email address is beecraft@highway.net, H-I-W-A-A-Y. But I'm just a, you know, I'm the only Beecraft that's a lawyer in Huntsville, Alabama. Call me up.
Okay. All right, and then the other question was, what approach after your victory with Tommy Crier? Are you advocating that approach now?
Well, Tommy's trying to, you know, I'm going to just inform you about what Tommy's trying to get accomplished. He's formed an organization. Before trial, he started a program called Truth Attack. And now that he's been acquitted, you know, he's devoting a lot of time to Truth Attack. So you can get on the Internet and just do a Google search for Truth Attack, and it'll come up. I think it's www.truthattack.com, And he's trying to do something much along the lines of what Bob's been doing for years, you know, bring people together and try to get them to really sit down and accomplish something.
And what was your website again, Larry?
Just go in and do a Google search. Well, use something else other than Google. Why support Google? Do a Scroogle search for Beecraft Briefs, and it will pop up.
Freeze, F-R-E.
Briefs, like, you know, legal briefs.
Oh, okay, briefs, all right. Thank you very much. I appreciate everything you guys are all doing. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, John.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. And let me take this call from Sean Cranish. He's the founder of Ed Brown's website. Hello, Sean. Sean, hey. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, hi, John. Thanks for having me. Actually, I'm the co-founder. Ed is the other co-founder, so I'm going to straighten that up. But, yeah, I just want to first off say I really appreciate what Sherry's doing. Sherry's still on here, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sherry. I really do appreciate your courage, most of all, for standing up. I also wanted to just wanted to warn you, you know, I hope you know what you're going into here, and you're taking a big risk, you know, taking a big risk for all of us. But, you know, I just also want to let you know you're not walking into a court of law. You're basically walking into a military court, a military tribunal, and it could wind up very bad for you, just as it's wound up bad for quite a few people, including Ed and Elaine Brown. So that's all I want to say, and you know, I just hope you realize that. And I guess the other thing I want to point out, the thing I'm not too sure about here is I'm not too sure how much time we have left. Like you were just discussing a few minutes ago, I believe, you know, about the North American Union and the Amero that they will be trying to bring forward. I've heard reports that they want to do that within the next 2 years, by 2010. So time is dwindling here, and it's, you know, I'm just wondering, there's a lot of people out there who are grasping onto what I would consider a somewhat false hope that, you know, that we might finally beat him in the courts, or we might finally elect someone like Ron Paul. You know, I think Ron Paul's a great guy, but he's, you know, it's the election system is just as flawed as the courts. So what, you know, what choices do we have here? Other than to just stand up and do what Ed and Elaine are doing, that's what I wonder, and I was hoping to get your thoughts on that.
Okay.
Well, I did count the cost. You know, of course, I had to follow this thing all the way through and figure out what could happen, what could be the worst case scenario. But if I don't do something now, what's going to happen to my children? Thomas Paine said something that was profound to me and just shook me to the core. He said, "If there be trouble, let it be in my day that my child might have peace." And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for peace, not for necessarily me. You know, I'm 44 years old. I'm having a good life. You know, but what about my children? I birthed these children, and you know how mothers are with their children. You've seen amazing things that mothers do to protect their children. Well, that's what I'm doing here. And it's about our children. So, yeah, I've counted the cost, and I understand what you're saying about the system. But we have to, you know, I put my time into and energy into educating people so that when there's a situation where you can't get your information across because of some DOJ, that jury already knows that there's a problem.
Sean, thank you for your call. I appreciate the work you've been doing. I wanted to ask you this, Larry. Weren't you on the Ed and Elaine Brown show the other day and Ed got angry and hung up on you?
But I think there was a time right after Tommy's verdict came back that there was a show that Tommy was and I were on that also brought in Ed and Elaine, and you know, he made some comments, and then he was off the air. I don't know the whole circumstances regarding it.
Yeah, the position he's in right now, I mean, the guy's already been convicted. He steps off the property, or if they step on it, he and his wife are going to prison. And as we saw in these appeals, as with Dick Simcannon, you walk into the jurisdiction, they've got you. Now, I can understand Ed's frustration, and I know why the IRS is going after Ed, because he's got something they can take. His wife made a good living being a dentist, and there's booty there to make off with, so they're not going to back off of this thing. And it's an interesting situation. It just keeps going on and on and on and on. All right, folks, we'll take the break here, 800-313-9443. Joining me after this break is Bob Schultz from We the People. Sherry Jackson and Larry Becraft will all be back with you right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back and joined in this segment, Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation. Good afternoon, Mr. Schultz. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hi. We missed you yesterday.
Well, was it yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday, but at any rate.
It was a blur. I was heading down to the night before last. I was trying to get to the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit to file a motion for to stay the enforcement of Judge McEvoy's order pending an appeal, and didn't quite make the 5 o'clock shutdown, so I stayed over and filed it yesterday morning.
Okay.
And got some relief. So,
all right.
Hi, Sherry. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Bob.
And hi, Larry.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Well,
Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm holding up here. I'm getting so much support and encouragement from everybody. It's kind of keeping me, you know, from just getting angry. I don't want to get angry.
Great. rate.
I've gotten past the anger stage. you can't keep up that kind of front for too long. It burns you out.
Right.
Yeah. Bob, your website is down. Now, there was a little confusion. Some people were saying, oh, the government took it down, whatever. What's the skinny on the website?
That was my decision. Judge McEvoy issued his decision on August 9th, and it was a summary judgment. The government filed a complaint seeking a permanent injunction, and I moved to dismiss. The government filed a cross motion for summary judgment, and we battled. There were dueling affidavits and declarations and material facts at issue and so forth. And in the end, the judge, on August 9th, granted the government's motion for summary judgment. I filed a motion, three post-judgment motions, one for reconsideration, one for a stay pending the appeal, and another to modify an overly broad and vague order. And he denied all three. So I decided to, he did that on April 27th, just a few days ago, and I decided to move quickly because the judge in his order required that by August 30th, yesterday, I needed to file an affidavit. He ordered me to file an affidavit stating that I had complied with his order. His order required that I post his order on the website and that we send it a copy to all people who have who have obtained material from us, and an overly broad statement, and also that we turn over to the government, to the DOJ, the names and addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, and social security numbers of all people who have obtained material from us. Another overly broad statement, of course. And I had to have that affidavit in the mail yesterday. So I moved quickly, filed a notice of appeal in the Northern District here, the District Court, and then prepared the papers for a motion for a stay pending the appeal. And yesterday morning, and I decided along the way to take the website down. Obviously, this, I mean, I don't say this about very many judges, but, and I've been before lots of them, but I've never seen anything like this. This judge was brutal. And he, wouldn't take much for him to move to hold me in contempt. And I couldn't take the risk of being held in contempt. Contempt of court is a criminal charge, and he could easily slap fines and jail time.
Well, Bob, I mean, we've got a lawyer here in Larry Becraft. I mean, Larry, this judge, he can ask for, you know, the dark side of the moon to present itself in court. Doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get it, but asking for people's emails and Social Security numbers?
That's been the way it's been going with the 6700 suits. Right. Bob's circumstances is not any different from many of the other people that have suffered from these injunctions. They're overly broad. You know, like my guest tomorrow morning is going to be John Kottmeyer. He suffered an overbroad order just like Bob's. Now, Bob's, the government focused in on one specific activity. And while I haven't read the order, Bob, from based on what you had to say, it looks like, it sounds like, everything that they've done in all these other cases, they are overly broad. They just say, you know, can't violate 6700. Well, what does that mean?
I wouldn't say that
there would be one spot on your website that would need to be taken down.
Right. Well, I just didn't want to run the risk of being held in contempt, but also I thought it would be to my advantage if I went to the Second Circuit. What better evidence of overly broad, you know, vague, an overly broad and vague order than I mean, basically, to get a stay in this circuit, I think it's pretty much the same everywhere, to get a stay pending appeal, you have to show irreparable harm. That's the first prong, you know, of the test. You have to show irreparable harm. And, of course, shutting down a website and the threat of contempt charges is irreparable harm. Losing your First Amendment rights of speech, of association, due process, petition rights, fundamental rights, losing those for even a moment in time is irreparable. You can't get that freedom back. That's the way the courts have ruled. It all comes down from a Supreme Court decision, Elrod versus Burns. So going to the Second Circuit to for a motion for a stay, and it's easy to show irreparable harm. If the order was overly broad and vague, causing great concern on my part, you know, risk of being held in contempt because of a overly broad and vague order, it's easy for me to show the link between the harm and the feared deprivation. If I'm able to show that the website is down. So that was, it was my decision to put it down. I did not want to, this is a wild judge, and I did not want to give him any cause to hold me in contempt. So it was my decision. And so we prepared the papers, and by noon yesterday, it was filed and docketed. And what you do is you file an original in four copies, and I not only had a 20-page memorandum of law, but I had relevant parts of the record attached to the papers, as well as all of the affidavits, declarations that the government submitted, and mine. And because I asked for relief, I said I needed relief yesterday. I needed relief on the because of the judge's requirement for an affidavit showing compliance. Well, it went to the emergency judge, the judge that was on, you know, emergency duty. And that judge, by 5 o'clock, I was hanging around till 5 o'clock, he granted relief.
That's good
he
news.
He said the part of the order that required me to turn over names and addresses and so forth to the government, that was that request was granted. I did not have to do that. I do not have to do that.
Great.
And he also referred, Larry would understand this, he referred the motion for a stay pending appeal to a three-judge panel called the motions panel. And that our motion for a stay pending appeal will be heard on September 18th. So the government will have between now and then to oppose the stay pending appeal, and of course they do look at the likelihood of success on the merits. But if the balance of harm tips decidedly in my favor, as it does, then there's a lesser standard. It's the serious questions standard, and we've raised very serious questions. It's not just my opinion. I mean, we've raised very serious questions. So the more stronger test of likelihood of success on the merits is displaced by the lesser standard, the serious question standard. But we're still able to, in my opinion, we're still able to meet the more rigorous standard of likelihood of success on the merits, because the judge granted a summary judgment motion of the government, even though there were numerous material facts in dispute, not the least of which was the fact that we did not charge for these Operation Stop Withholding blue folders. We gave them away for free. People may remember in early 2003, when we decided to bring to give information to workers to take to their companies, and to ask the companies to go to their tax professionals to look into all of the information, the truthfulness of what we were saying. We just wanted lawyers, company attorneys, and CPAs around the country looking into these issues. In early 2003, I drove around the country and had 37 of these meetings with an average of 100 people in a meeting, and we handed out. We just handed out for free 3,500 copies of these blue folders with the contents in them, the material in them. Didn't charge anything. And then we put it on our website. And God only knows how many thousands of people downloaded those forms and gave them to their companies, but downloaded for free. We did say that if anybody, and there are people who just aren't able to, they're not that computer literate, and they're not able to download these forms, we said to people, if you can't, for whatever reason, can't download it, then let us know and we'll send you a set. We would ask for a donation of $20 to offset some of the costs. Somebody has to go to Staples and buy these folders, buy the paper, stand at a copy machine, make copies of over 100 pages, package it all up, and then take it to the post office. All of that costs money. So we asked for a donation to offset some of the costs. And we also said that if people didn't have the donation, let us know, and we'll send it to you anyway. So that's what we were doing for years. Thousands and thousands of copies of these have gone out, and a handful of these have gone out of here for a $20 donation. And so what's different, Larry, and I'm sure you would agree, what's different between our 6,700 case and I think all of the others, we were not selling anything. We were not in business to sell any products or services. Whereas I think everyone else, not that they didn't have a right to do that, but I mean they were all selling something. And we certainly were not in it for economic gain or anything of that sort. So that was a material issue of fact. And another material issue of fact, the government said that the government, I mean the DOJ attorneys, they filed papers with the court saying that they have evidence of 997 people who did not file a tax return because of this information, did not file a tax return for 3 years. That's 2,991 tax returns that the government had to prepare a substitute for returns for. So the government is, I mean, their IRS agents are this fellow David Gordon is... with his declaration, he's telling the court that the IRS has had to prepare 2,991 substitute for returns at an average cost of $1,600 a piece. So therefore, it has cost the government something like $4.8 million. That's what I have cost the government. Well, we submitted to the court. We said, wait a minute. These 997 people, we have another case pending, we told the court. It's called We the People versus the United States. It's the right to petition lawsuit. There are 1,450 named plaintiffs in that case, we told the judge. And every one of those plaintiffs has filed an affidavit with that court stating that they have stopped filing because the government will not respond to the petitions for redress of grievances having to do with the Iraq resolution and the income tax and so forth. And David Gordon, the same guy that in this current case told the court that he had 997 people haven't filed, he got those names. He wrote letters to all the plaintiffs in the right to petition case. And he said to those people, we're investigating We the People under 6,700, an abusive tax shelter. We know you haven't filed. If you cooperate with us, we'll go easy on you. and if you don't want us to tell Bob that we've contacted you, we won't. And so we got affidavits, of course, from a dozen or more of those people who said, David Gordon contacted, I'm a plaintiff in the case, David Gordon contacted us, here's a copy of his letter, And by the way, because we didn't respond, he sent us a second letter saying, okay, you're not cooperating, we're coming after you. And so here's this agent who's got, you know, who contacted all the plaintiffs in the right to petition case, maybe 1,000 of them or 1,400 of them, I don't know. And yet he tells this judge that because of these blue folders, you know, the Operation Stop Withholding project of ours, 997 people. In other words, he it's fraud on the court. He leads this judge to believe that 997 people got these stop withholding, you know, Operation Stop Withholding stuff, turned it over to their companies. The companies stopped withholding. They got their money. These 997 people got their money and decided not to turn it into the not to pay their taxes. I mean, that's fraud. I mean, so there's another major material fact at issue in this case, and there are many more, many more. So a judge isn't supposed to grant a summary judgment if there are material facts that are material to the case that are in dispute. You're supposed to have a hearing. A judge is supposed to have a hearing and get some maybe discovery and get to the truth. Does he do that? No. He grants the government their motion for a summary judgment. Okay? Then he denies a motion for reconsideration, denies a motion to modify and narrow the order to make it less vague and less broad. And, you know, and so that's what you're dealing with these days.
All right. Everybody, hold on here. We will be back here. We got to take a 3-minute break. We got a short segment, only about 4 minutes. We'll be back with Larry Becraft, Sherry Jackson, and Bob Schultz. And again, I want to tell you about SaveAmericasFreedoms.com after this.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
are back here. Short segment. Again, I want to remind folks, SaveAmericasFreedoms.com. Sherry is going to have to go to court here, and any investment, and I consider it to be an investment for a donation to pay expenses and stuff yet to be seen that's probably heading at her. The fund is Sherry Jackson, 1560 Field Green Overlook, and that's in Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30088. Is there any website aside from SaveAmericasFreedoms.com, Sherry, for you?
Yes. SherryPeelJackson.com will be the website that keeps up with all of the updates concerning what goes on with my case. Right now it's up, and it has a few articles on there. And, you know, as things progress, we'll post to that website so that people can know what's going on.
Okay.
So that's SherryPeelJackson.com.
All right. And Bob, your website, We the People, are you going to keep that down until the 18th of September?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. We could turn it on almost any time. But I think what appeals to me, John, is... there's a lot going on now in both cases, the right to petition lawsuit, which is now going to the Supreme Court, and for petition. There's no guarantee they'll hear it, but it's a good chance, I think. And then, of course, this current case. And we'll have people focus on the developments in the case, as Sherry's doing with hers.
Okay.
We may keep the website down and just post, like, for instance, tonight or tomorrow, there's an article going up. It's going out to the full mailing list, and then we'll post it on the website talking about the relief we got from the Second Circuit yesterday.
Okay.
And including links to all of the pleadings in our case, both ours and the government's and the judge's decisions, and then the... memorandum that we filed with the Second Circuit yesterday. So it makes for great reading, I think.
All right. I've got one caller that's been holding on here forever. Let me take him. We got less than 90 seconds. Joe in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Lexington, yes. You still there?
Yes.
I'd like to make 2 points, one for Sherry and one for Larry. For Sherry, there's a growing body of evidence. The case law has upheld a law which doesn't exist for 70 years and probably could do so for another 700. It's my understanding that alcohol prohibition came to an end only when juries refused to convict. This for Larry. Taxation is the power to destroy. Therefore, the personal income tax is the power to destroy the individual, both in theory and in practice. How can this constitutionally be reconciled? I'd like to take the response off the air.
Okay.
John, Sherry, Larry, thank you for your courage, commitment, dedication, and God bless you all.
Okay, Joe, don't forget about Bob.
Thank you.
All right. We got less than 30 seconds here. Response?
I'll give a real quick response. He's talking about the power to destroy. That is exactly true. That's exactly what the courts have held. However... if by chance an individual does not include a citizen, then we got a new ball game.
And right. We've got to get the people educated.
And Sherry, you said, and
we've got to get the people educated so that the juries will not convict anymore.
Absolutely. Bob Schultz, hey, thanks for coming on the program here with us this afternoon for the last half hour. Larry, you're on tomorrow at 9 a.m. Who's your guest?
I'm going to have John Kottmeyer.
John Kottmeyer, Sherry Jackson. Your site, SherryPeelJackson.com, and folks, visit SaveAmericasFreedoms.com. And Bob Schultz, we'll be talking to you also into the future. Thanks for coming up, Bob.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks for
good luck
us.
To you all.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Bob, and thanks, Larry, and thank you all for being with us on this Friday. I think I'm going to be live Monday, folks, so we will see you then. God bless. It's true.